Joining us live this morning on the Trocare College Live Line, Jennifer Brazil, founder of Borderland. A Borderland happening this weekend, Knox Farm State Park in East Aurora, 3-day music and arts festival. Jennifer, this has to be absolutely the best weather ever for this event.
Good morning. Yeah, we feel so incredibly lucky. It looks like 3 days of amazing sunny times.
Yeah, you know, and with that said, how are ticket sales going? Pre-sale, and what do you expect with walk-ups?
Yeah, it's been going so great. This is our 6th year, so I feel like the region has really caught on to what we are now, and the lineup is so good this year. So tickets have been selling really well. We're going to have a huge weekend ahead. I think, you know, the weather is going to bring out a lot more walk-ups as well. So we're expecting a big crowd.
When do the gates open each day?
So gates open today at 1 p.m. and then the rest of the weekend is 11 a.m. Saturday and 11 a.m. Sunday.
All right. And tell us about the lineup. I saw Black Crowes, Camp. I mean, you've got some big headliners.
We do. We've grown every year. We've just kind of leveled up a little bit more and more. And this year, yeah, tonight we have Black Crowes headlining, which is so exciting. And especially for me, I grew up, born and raised in East Aurora, and to bring these bands to my hometown is kind of surreal. So we're super excited about it. And yeah, we have Camp tomorrow night. We have Marcus King. We have the Wailers. So some original members of Bob Marley and the Wailers are coming on Sunday. Marcus King, I think I mentioned Marcus King. We have an incredibly stacked lineup, like layers and layers of bands.
Right. And the thing I noticed too, it's kind of like all genres, right? Americana, bluegrass. You've got something for everybody, it seems.
Yeah, we do. This year, it's definitely so stacked with a lot of different genres. Obviously, Black Crowes are rock and roll. We have Americana. We have reggae, bluegrass, folk, you name it. It's there. And we have a lot of local bands, too. We have a homespun stage, and we really try to bring out a lot of bands from the Buffalo area that are also multiple genres.
All right, that's always attractive, too. What are some of the local names that you've got?
We have Uncle Ben's Remedy, Fuzzy and the Rust Belt, Folk Faces, Annie and the Water, they're coming out of like the Woodstock area, which is awesome. And we partnered up with, we have Borderland Band Camp this year. We partnered up with Sportsman's Tavern and Sportsman's Music Foundation, and they curated a whole school of rock with some kids this summer. So they're going to end their summer season at Borderland.
Wow. All right. It's packed, like you said, or stacked. What about parking? What do people need to know about parking?
Yeah. So that's a great question. Parking. So all of our parking is off of Knox Road. We closed down Knox Road, the polo fields for general admission parking and VIP parking and ADA. So everything comes into the same road. It usually flows really quickly, but we do ask, you know, just be patient. But you come in off of Gypsy or 20A and Willardshire and you park on Knox Road.
Good to know. All right. What can people bring in? Strollers, wagons, other stuff?
Yeah. You can bring in. We're really super kid friendly. We have a whole curated kids area, and kids 10 and under are free. So we do try to encourage families to come out, and you can bring in strollers and small wagons, small size lawn chairs. We have specific areas where we let you set up lawn chairs, but you can bring those in. No umbrellas, unfortunately. But luckily, we don't see any rain ahead.
Right. Can you bring water bottles in?
You can bring empty water bottles. So we're a plastic-free site, so we're really dedicated to our sustainability. So we have 2 free water stations. So fans can bring in an empty water vessel and then just fill up all weekend for free.
Will there be food and vendors? I feel like you've had this before.
Yeah. Yep, we have about 16 food vendors on site, all different kinds of food, from Thai food to pierogies to pizza to vegan. So we cover all the bases for food, and then we have multiple bars. Obviously, this year we have a sober area. So if you're just, you know, you want to go get a mocktail and just chill over in the shade, we have this whole area that's going to be dedicated to that as well.
Wow. How many are you expecting? Is there a ballpark number?
Yeah, I mean, we probably will have multiple thousands of people coming through throughout the weekend, and it's like we've grown every year, so it's really fun to see. And this year, definitely, and you know, Saturday is going to be probably our biggest day yet that we've had. So we're super excited about it.
Right. And last year, I know you started to offer camping at Kissing Bridge. Is that back?
We did, yes. We partnered up with Kissing Bridge. We can't allow camping at Knox Farm State Park, so we wanted to offer our fans an option. So we partnered up with Kissing Bridge, and they have tent camping and RV camping. And we do run shuttles on loops all weekend from Kissing Bridge.
All right, that sounds perfect. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. And thanks for joining us. I didn't realize that you're a native of East Aurora, so how fun this is to bring this back to your hometown.
I know, yes. I am born and raised. I moved out to the West Coast for a while, but my family's always been rooted here, and they all come out. My parents, my sister, my cousins, everybody comes out and works at the festival. So it's super cool to be able to share that with my community.
Well, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us this morning. And, you know, after that Bills win last night, this is the natural thing to do. Go out to Borderland,
yeah.
Right?
That's right. We're ready for you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Hope to see you out there.
All right. That's Jennifer Brazil, founder of the Borderland Festival. Starts later today, Knox Farm State Park.